Para la presentación del informe, me complace ofrecer la palabra al señor Steven Greiner, jefe de la misión de observación electoral. Señor Greiner, tiene usted la palabra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On August 13, 2009, the government of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis requested that the Organization of American States send an observation mission to the general elections held on January 25, 2010. At stake were 11 seats in Parliament, 8 on the island of St. Kitts and 3 on Nevis. Two political parties contested the elections in St. Kitts, the St. Kitts and Nevis Labor Party and the People's Action Movement, while the Concerned Citizens Movement and the Nevis Reformation Party competed in Nevis. The final results confirmed that the St. Kitts and Nevis Labor Party won 6 seats and the PAM 2. In Nevis, the Concerned Citizens Movement obtained 2 seats and the NRP 1. Prime Minister Denzel Douglas, leader of the ruling St. Kitts and Nevis Labor Party, won an unprecedented 4th term in office. The OAS sent a mission of 14 persons who observed voting throughout the Federation, visiting all of the 94 polling sites multiple times during the day, witnessing voting firsthand and interviewing presiding officers, poll clerks, party agents, police officers, and members of the public regarding the preparations for and the conduct of the elections. They remained for the close of the polls and followed the ballot boxes to the police stations where they observed the counting of the ballots. The Deputy Chief of Mission and I spent the morning observing the vote in St. Kitts and the afternoon in Nevis. Most polls opened promptly at 7 a.m. and by 7:15 a.m. all were fully functional. Presiding officers, poll clerks, and party agents were present at their assigned sites and followed procedures diligently in accordance with election laws. These dedicated officials worked harmoniously throughout a long day and impartially instructed electors on the process for voting. Sufficient electoral materials were available in all the polling stations, and the necessary information was visible. Despite the rain, the voter turnout was very high, at 83.58%. Lines were long, and many voters had to wait 4 hours or more to cast their ballots. For the most part, voters waited patiently, despite the trying circumstances. The political party leaders and candidates with whom the mission met noted some concerns about the process, however. Number one, the mission heard complaints that when applied, the indelible ink appeared diluted and could easily be removed. It is important to mention, however, that other safeguards to avoid double voting and voter misrepresentation were in place. Presiding officers identified electors by asking them their name, address, and occupation in the presence of the party agents who verified that information on their respective lists. Electors were also asked to produce an identification, and most presented their voter identification cards. Other forms of identification, such as passports, were cross-checked with a photographic list of registered voters available at the polling station. Number two, some party leaders claim that certain voters did not reside in their respective constituencies. The legislation of St. Kitts and Nevis stipulates that a voter must register where he or she resides. This same legislation, however, introduces the concept of a domicile, which essentially means that people can register in the place of their mother's birth or any other location with which they can claim some association. This domicile definition is particularly relevant to citizens who reside overseas. Number three, likewise, opposition leaders informed the OAS mission that they had presented objections to names of persons who did not reside in their constituencies. According to these political leaders, these objections were accepted and should have resulted in the deletion of the names from the list, but did not. Number four, another recurrent complaint of the opposition parties concerned perceived bias in media coverage. According to these parties, the state-run television station did not provide equitable coverage to campaigns. The day after the election, the OAS mission released a written statement with its initial recommendations. I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate these for the representatives of the Permanent Council. Number one, voting proceeded slowly in many polling stations. These long lines and long waits were due to the fact that the polling station had as many as 900 registered voters. The OAS recommends limiting the number of registered voters per polling station to no more than 300. Number two, likewise, the counting of the ballot proceeded slowly due to the fact that all of the ballot boxes had to be transported to a centralized location in the constituency to be counted. The OAS mission recommends amending the electoral law to allow for the presiding officers to conduct a preliminary count of the ballots at the polling station upon the conclusion of the voting. Returning officers from each constituency could then verify the results the following day. Number three, the process of electoral reform in St. Kitts and Nevis, begun in 2006, included reconfirmation of voters. Despite this effort, many disputes about the residency of voters arose. The mission recommends house-to-house verification process before the next election. Number four, electoral reform in St. Kitts and Nevis also involved an attempt to redraw electoral boundaries to make these more equal. However, this matter remains unresolved and significant disparities among the constituencies remain. All of the parties with whom the OAS mission met agreed that this issue should be revisited. The OAS mission recommends that the boundary question be addressed as soon as possible, and it should include all the political parties represented in the federal parliament. Number five, current legislation does not offer any guarantees or benchmarks for access to the media. Such regulation should be considered. It could require that all media outlets provide political parties the same opportunity to purchase primetime advertising at the same cost, or it could stipulate a certain amount of free advertising. Number six, the mission met with the members of the Christian Council and the Evangelical Association of Churches, who presented a code of conduct for candidates and political parties and observed the proceedings on Election Day. The mission encourages civil society, be it these organizations or others, to continue to assume greater responsibilities in supporting the electoral process. Since its arrival, the OAS observers were struck by the courteous and welcoming reception of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis and their evident commitment to the democratic process. The OAS mission wishes to congratulate and thank those involved in the general elections of 2010, including electoral officers, government officials, political party leaders and candidates, presiding officers, poll clerks, and party agents, and of course, the citizens of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to express our gratitude to the governments of Canada, the United States of America, and the United Kingdom for providing crucial financial support for this mission. Lastly, I would like to recognize the important support of the OAS representative in St. Kitts and Nevis, Starrett Green, and his staff for their support. This chairman concludes the Chief of Missions report for the OAS mission to the general elections in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Thank you.